Now, Crystal, you are an Astral artist. Astral is an organization that helps develop the early professional careers of classical musicians. Can you talk a little bit about what Astral has, how Astral has been involved in your career?
Yes, I joined the Astral roster in 2014, and I can't remember. It's been a whirlwind since then, but I believe I found them online, or, you know, I was looking up auditions or competitions, and I found them, and I applied, and then ever since then, it's been just, you know, moving. But we've done recitals, we've done conversations about how I would like to build my career, visions of how I see the career, and also wonderful programs such as their community engagement section where I get to basically present programs of my own choosing, much like my recital coming up on Sunday. But in particular, a relationship that I've come to have with an accordionist, Felipe Hostings, just being able to build programs with him, and then also actual classical performances such as recitals with different concert series Astra has provided, and then also opportunities where I can hopefully, you know, continue relationships with conductors, symphonies, orchestras, and things such as that nature. They act more as a mentor, advocate, but also a manager in a sense.
That's great. So this concert coming up is your Astral solo debut.
Yes.
And it's a program that you curated yourself, and it has an interesting title, Their Voices Live On.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Their Voices Live On. Well, the way Astral presented this opportunity to me was that it was a recital that represents me. And I thought of everything that I represent, I am a huge advocate for the voiceless. And so I decided on the title, Their Voices Live On, because I wanted a program that speaks for people who basically have no voice. And not, you know, in the literal sense. I mean, I'm talking about gypsies and, you know, that nature in the Lorca section, in the Ravel, particularly the second number, it says, Awa, watch out for the white men. It's not politically correct. It goes against the grain. It touches those nerves. You know, I wanted pieces that weren't afraid to move people, that weren't afraid to pull down the barriers, pull down the walls, because we have become a very PC group people, you know, and we have a lot of social media and TV, and so we're trying to be correct in everything we say, but we'll never come together as a people if we are always trying to walk on eggshells. My philosophy is you make the mistake, be loud and wrong, and someone will correct you, and that is the way we can learn. Because if you continue to tiptoe, how will you ever know? How will you ever truly get to know a group of people or truly understand someone's plight in life? You won't, because you'll always be trying to do what you think or expect they would want to hear or want to receive from you. And instead, we have to just make those mistakes and come together as a people.
So let's get some music going.
Yes.
The first piece is by Federico Garcia Lorca.
Mm-hmm. Anda Jaleo.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Wow. I understand Lorca was a Spanish poet, playwright, theater director, and he was killed at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of his music actually, well, during the time, a lot of the music was censored. The composers, writers, a lot of his, you know, poetry as well, they just literally censored it, banned it. I mean, a lot of that, you know, prohibition in a sense. And so, again, their voices live on, a way to let their voices speak. But also in the on the Jaleo, it's basically saying, come on, let's go to the uprising. So, which also fits because it's talking about, you know, don't go out to the field, dove, you know, watch out, I'm a hunter, and saying like this uprising has already begun. So again, this sense of, you know, let's just, we're out in it, we're already out in it together, you know, this is the nature, this is my nature, I'm a hunter, you know, watch out. It, again, being not being afraid to just go out and make a mistake. I'm not, you know, advocate of fighting, but just saying, do something, be active. Right. Make a stand.
And it's very spirited.
Yeah.
Now, the next piece might be somewhat of a contrast by Ravel.
Mm-hmm.
Il est doux.
Il est doux. Yes, it's il est doux. It is sweet. I mean, okay.
Okay.
Sweet in language.
So let's go to Il est doux mm-hmm. by Ravel.
Sous
Thank you. That was great. A very different tone.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Well, it's so interesting. That was Il est deux by Ravel. And a program like this seems very different from what you've become famous and known for. You sing opera. You created the role of Rebecca in Opera Philadelphia's Charlie Parker's Yardbird, mm-hmm. right? And you've sung Beethoven and Mozart and last season Bach with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yes.
And this kind of recital seems very different. How do you approach putting together something like this?
Well, in general, classical music has become, you know, this box. And you have to find where you fit, and then you need to sing this, and then this is what you sing. But nowadays, you know, we have live streaming, Facebook Live, all these, you know, new technological advances. We have lots of fusion programs or pieces of music, such as Charlie Parker's Yardbird, fusing, you know, the classical music with jazz. So I wanted to do a program that was representative of me. I love dance. I love fusion pieces of music. I love not fitting into a box. My mom always said, you know, don't try to be normal because we're not normal, you know. So it's okay to be different. And so I wanted to do something that was different, something that's new, that opens the eyes of the audience to that. Because a lot of times you can go to a program and then you just expect one thing. So you come expecting, you know, okay, I'm going to hear Mozart, Schubert, you know, Wolf, and I don't know, Brahms. And then I'm going to sit through this, and then, oh, it's great. Okay, and then I'm going to go home. But I wanted to make a program that as you're sitting there and when you leave, it makes you think, you know, not only about classical music, you know, whether it was, you know, done to, you know, oh, I compare her to so-and-so. No, I want it to be something that makes you think and that makes you feel. And I don't want it to be something that you expect. I want you to sit there and experience this, you know, this Shana, in a sense, because it's live theater. Live theater should move you. You should, you know, if you wanted to listen to a recording, you could go home and put on your CD or put on your YouTube and listen to the same thing exactly the same way. But this is why we have live theater, I think, to have something new.
Right. If you're just joining us, I'm Susan Lewis in the WRTI Performance Studio with mezzo-soprano Crystal E. Williams and Laurent Philippe on piano. We are listening to selections mm-hmm. from a program that you will perform on Sunday at the American Philosophical Society. Yes, their voices live on, and we've been listening to voices from different cultures so far. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to move to America.
Mm-hmm.
And the next selection you're singing for us, I understand, is called Prayer mm-hmm. by H. Leslie Adams, a contemporary composer.
Yes, still living. I chose this set in particular because of the texts. We are doing selections from the entire cycle, Night Songs. And faith for me is very important, just in general, in life, and my faith in God. And so I wanted to do something, again, representing myself in prayer. I mean, it's what keeps me, sustains me, that relationship with God, with Adonai, and just having the ability to go and communicate with my higher being and not feel like I'm alone in this world or overwhelmed. That for me is very sustaining, and so it's very important, and that's why I wanted to include it on the program.
Okay, so now we will hear Prayer by H. Leslie Adams.
Which way to
these numbers are so moving. It's hard to, sometimes to start speaking after them.
Oh.
I understand the text to that work was by Langston Hughes.
Yes. Again, it's these incredible voices, these incredible writers, musicians, these incredible human beings, and just making sure that people really have those thoughts, those voices in their minds, you know, especially during this time in the world. Enough said there. Just to have a moment where you can hear these thoughts, really, that are still relevant today, and to ask yourself, which sin to bear? Whether you are a believer or not, you know, we have this idea of, am I my brother's keeper? Especially in today, are we supposed to help each other? I mean, you can relate it to any culture, any idea. It's about helping one another. It's about being there for one another. And which sin to bear? I mean, all of them. We are our brother's keeper, whether we choose to be or not.
And we're going to end this program with a spiritual,
yes,
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Every Time I Feel the Spirit,
yes,
by H.T. Burley.
Correct.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. On the mountain, my Lord spoke, out his mouth came fire and smoke. Jordan River, chilling cold, chills the body but not the soul. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Spirituals are wonderful. And if you're just tuning in, we've been listening to Crystal E. Williams and Laurent Philippe perform selections from their program, which will be performed at the American Philosophical Society on Sunday.
3 p.m.
And it's called Their Voices Live On. One thing we should note also, you have a special world premiere.
Yes.
In this concert as well.
Yes. Philippe Hostines, I asked him to write a piece through Astral's micro-commissioning program, and he wrote a piece about Brazil. I asked him to write about Brazil, but he's a Brazilian accordionist and composer, and I asked him to write a piece that just spoke about the people of Brazil. I mean, it's really important to him what's happening to his country right now, and the political unrest, and what it's doing to the people. And he wanted to write a piece that, although this is happening in his country, to remind the people, the Brazilians, that they have inherited a huge strength, and that they are people who have surpassed numerous, countless hardships and turmoil. And so he wanted to give them a piece of music, or he said like an anthem, to remind them that they are strong and that they will overcome. Again, like Andahaleo, they are in the middle of the battle. They are in the middle of the uprising, of the revolt. But they will win. With God's strength, they will win. And so this piece he wrote entitled Meu Brasil de Cristal, My Brazil of Crystal, which is, my name is Crystal, but also Brazil, the state it's in, it's very fragile. It's very, again, just fragile. It's like made of crystal. And just to remind them that to keep that strength, don't let themselves break to that point that they can't be put together, because they are in it and they can win it. They will win it.
And he will be playing the accordion.
Yes, for voice and accordion. And actually, we made our own duo. It's called Forrópera. And we've been taking classical music and infusing it with his specialty, traditional Brazilian folk music, specifically forró. And so we've actually done the Garcia Lorca, and we've done some spirituals and just arranged them for voice and accordion. But again, that fusion project, just hopefully bringing newer audiences to classical music, but as well as more popular music, forró, traditional Brazilian folk music.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating program. Thank you so much, Crystal Williams and Laurent Philip. Thank you so much for coming to WRTI and giving us a sampling of this program.
Yes.
Good luck with it. Again, it's Sunday, February 11th at 3 p.m. at the American Philosophical Society.
Yes.
Their voices live on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Back to you, Jack.